Dante Wright was killed during a traffic stop when a 26-year veteran officer, Kim Potter, accidentally shot him. She claimed she was trying to use her taser on him, saying it was a mistake. She pulled her gun. Yesterday, Naisha Wright, the aunt of Dante Wright, spoke at the family's press conference about the killing of her 20-year-old nephew. Take a listen, please.
Say his name!
Dante Wright!
Say his name!
Dante Wright!
They murdered my nephew! She killed my nephew!
Listen!
Every pistol, every taser, it has a safety on it. She saw that she had to release that. I watched that video like everybody else watched that video. That woman held that gun out in front of her for a long damn time.
Yes, she did.
My nephew was 20 years old.
Tell him
20
that.
Years old. I don't care what nobody got to say about him. He was love.
Yes.
He was ours. He came from us. My brother and my sister is hurt.
You feel her pain.
Whew. Lord Jesus.
And Dante Wright had a 2-year-old son.
See now, I don't know what has to happen. I just don't. I'm gonna just be real honest with you. I'm disappointed in this country. I have been, but now, because of social media, when you see what we've known all these years, I've known this my entire life, this type of behavior from police and what people have had to do. You know, listen. What's the troubling part of me, the sickening part for me now is, when we show it to you, you don't do a damn thing about it. When we let you see it, what we've been seeing, is still business as usual. This the same damn state. This just happened. This got a man on trial not miles from here, and now we got another incident from another officer. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Not even a year later. Not even a year.
And Steve, what has to happen here? Are you going to wait until it happened to one of yours? That's all I can think of now. Hope we got is that it happens to one of yours. That's all I can see.
And you know, Steve, people are saying, well, why didn't he comply? Why didn't he just comply? Why didn't he just do what the officer said? You don't understand
scared.
That this young man is scared
do you,
that he might
do you
die.
Know how many cop shows I've seen where white people don't comply with the police officer, but they don't die for it?
Right.
Oh, I can show you. Just all you got to do is cut all the damn cop shows on. It happens every day.
Yeah.
Just look at it. This is America. And stop saying this is not the America we have. This is it.
This is it.
This the one we see. Like Martin Luther King say, all black people want is for America to be what you say you are on paper. And how much longer do you want us to be patient till you do that? We've been here 400 years.
Right.
How long we got to wait? But that tape the other day, and my son just showed me this video of this white man in the airport getting taken down by the TSA. And he said, you're treating me like blanking black people.
Wow.
Wow.
Have you seen that video?
Yeah.
No.
I saw it. I haven't seen it.
Oh,
I saw it.
Dog.
No.
Let me send it to you.
Okay.
They're trying to, he's fighting them with the cuffs. He told them, you're treating me like a blanking black person. Wow. He said it. He said it.
So they know. They're aware.
But let me tell you something.
It's not a secret.
He did a really cool video after that. He said, if they do this to me.
All right.
And I'm a 59-year-old doctor.
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.